Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is an original founding member of our show. He's the president of IES Training, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and both editions of Munchies for Salespeople. He's forgotten more about selling and sales training than most of us will ever know. He's our good friend Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
I can see that for you. I can see why it would be for you to be like. It's actually more like a dream come true, isn't it, Brad?
It really is. It's another day of living the dream.
Twitter, just you're all. Remember when you could say you're all a Twitter and that didn't mean social media? Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah, of course. I remember when the luggage didn't have wheels on it.
Exactly. I remember that too. I remember when my technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. What about you?
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Hey, Brad. That was a nice trip down memory lane. So one of the things that is always a challenge. For some reason, and it may be even more of a challenge these days than in the past, is motivating salespeople. Now, if your salespeople are set up on the right compensation plan, meaning leveraged, meaning they wake up every morning and they don't know how much they're going to make because they haven't sold it, and that motivates them to go to work, but it also motivates them to excel because they can make whatever they want to earn. So I'm always confused about why we have to motivate salespeople.
Well, that's kind of a half-truth and kind of a not-half-truth. And I kind of think that no matter how you pay people, over a certain period of time, it just becomes a form of pay. And they need some type of additional motivation or incentive or whatever the case may be. And I want to dispel one of the myths about motivation right up front, and that is that you cannot motivate somebody to do something they do not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the old adage, you can take a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm.
But
I do remember when I was a member of sales organizations, I was pretty motivated, and I always was successful. I won't say I was the number one guy all the time, but I was in the top group just about all the time. And I do remember liking it when we had contests.
Oh yes,
it's almost like, you know, if there's a shiny object group in the marketplace, it's the sales force, right?
Yes, indeed.
And I mean, we're the shiny object folks, and so somebody threw a contest out there. It was like, well, I was already going to be doing this anyway. I might as well have some fun with this.
Absolutely, and you know, that's just to finish that thought is you can't. Motivate somebody to do something they don't want to do. You can't take a horse to water and make them drink, but you can run them around the track a little bit and make them thirsty. And that's what I think games and contests and incentives are, is just running our staff around the track a little bit to make them thirsty and adding that little boost of energy. And I'll never forget one time my daughter was working in sales, and I called home one night, and here in the background, Dad, Mom, let me talk to Dad. So I get her on the phone. I said, "What's up, honey?" She said, "Oh, Dad, I just wanted to tell you I won the sales contest today." I said, "Really, honey? What did you win?" She said, "Well, I don't know, but I won." That's kind of the way salespeople are.
Right.
They really don't care what the prize is or the contest or etc. They just want to win.
Well, yeah,
we're winners.
You want to hire salespeople who are competitive, right?
Absolutely.
You want to be competitive, and they don't care what they win, maybe. They just want to beat you, right?
Yeah, and you just want to fan that fire a little bit to have that additional little fire in their belly. So I'm a big believer in games and contests and incentives and rewards and all those
right.
kind of things. Keep people on the right track.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, motivation goes so far. But,
give us one example.
Well, I had a guy call me and said, "Brad, I just want to tell you I ran your Pass the Buck contest, and we had the best Saturday we've had since Christmas. And I said, really, how'd you do it? And he said, well, I took a $50 bill, and the first person that made a sale, they got the 50. And then when somebody else made a bigger sale, they had to pass that 50 on to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's a great contest. What happened the next week? And he said, well, I didn't do it again.
Holy mackerel.
So you just got to remember that these are the things that move people.
That's right.
And you've got to be consistent and always have games and contests.
I'm taking this great, I took this great medicine and it made all my pain go away. Oh, yeah? Well, how's it going now? Well, I'm hurting. Well, why not? Well, I stopped taking the medicine. Come on, people. You have to keep, if it works, keep doing it. 20
exactly.
20 till, right back with our good friend Brad. He's got some more examples of games, contests, and incentives to motivate your competitive salespeople. Stay with us.
The masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.